Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Scott McCauley of Melrose is spending today preparing Thanksgiving for a cozy gathering of 62 people, most of whom he's never met. He's been doing this for almost 30 years, inviting strangers to Thanksgiving, because he says no one should be alone for the holiday.
I don't want somebody even sitting in front of the TV with a styrofoam dish with something that somebody's prepared for them. I'd rather they had a place, if they so choose, to come and hang out.
And every year they do come, to a room in a local church, which he transforms into a kind of home. He brings in comfortable armchairs, a sofa, even a wood stove, and a big banquet table, and serves turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, peas, and pie. Scott McCauley makes a living repairing vacuum cleaners on the first floor of his red home in Melrose. That's where we met him earlier today, in his store, crowded with vacuums waiting to be fixed or picked up. And ever the host, he offered us pastries, still warm from a nearby bakery. Then he told us about his tradition of preparing Thanksgiving dinner for strangers, which began 29 years ago. When he was 24.
In 1985, my folks split up. And in September, nobody was speaking to each other.
Oh, boy.
And if I did something nice to Ma, Dad got a little not too pleased. If I did something for Dad, Ma was definitely not pleased. I don't like to eat alone, and the thought of having Thanksgiving alone, looking at the walls, watching the TV, was not something that I really wanted to do and really was not looking forward to it at all. So I put a little ad in the Melrose Free Press, which is a local paper, and said that if anybody thought that they would find themselves alone on Thanksgiving Day and they didn't want to be, give me a call and I'll cook a turkey.
And how many people showed up that first time?
I limited it to 12.
I see.
Because I wasn't sure how this was going to work. 12 came, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's amazing. So are you a good cook? Did you know how to cook then? Were you a good
cook? I still don't know how to cook. Thanksgiving dinner is really easy. Yeah. The directions are on the bird bag, and you put it in the oven, let it do its thing, and in the meantime, you peel the squash and peel the potatoes, and you boil them to death.
And that's it.
So even I can't mess that up too bad.
So, Scott, you started with 12 people. How big has this Thanksgiving dinner gotten that you do every year? What was the highest number of people that came?
The highest number was 89.
89.
On my 25th year.
Wow. How'd you do that? Cook for 89 people.
The same way I do for the 12. you just do a little bit more.
Yeah, and who comes? I'd love to hear about the mixture of people.
We have sometimes children, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years old. The oldest was 95. We had one lady that came from a nursing home that hadn't been out for 7 years and paid $200 plus mileage to get there, and I told her my cooking wasn't worth that. People that are recently divorced. Yeah. I had some Vietnamese people last year that didn't speak a word of English, but they apparently liked it because they stayed. I had a girl one time that was coming down from New Hampshire to see her dad at Mass General, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor the next day, but she was in the air. So there's all different reasons why people come, and it changes from year to year.
Do they end up coming back, the same people?
Well, it changes.
It changes, right.
Sometimes they get remarried, or they get the girlfriend. Or sometimes people come because they don't like their family, and they've mended the fence in the family. Some people come every other year because you know how the in-law thing works.
Right. Well, Scott, why do you do it? Is this, you're just a good guy. You're just kind of a saint.
Nope. I tease people because people like you say that. I said, no, I'm a mean old guy, and I would be home alone on Thanksgiving, so I do this so I have something to do. But really, I did not like the thought of spending the day alone.
Right.
And I don't want anybody that's within my reach to have to spend the day home alone.
And how many people are you expecting tomorrow?
Well, it depends on the weather. About 62, and then I have a fudge factor I call of 10, so that, you know, in case extras come in without reservations. I've never turned anybody away.
Wow.
I had a couple come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I says, can I help you? And they said, we came for the Thanksgiving dinner. I says, it started at 1. She says, well, we heard about it, and we've both lost our jobs. And we drove up from West Bridgewater. I said, we'll find something for you.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. These stories, though, they must make you feel so good. I mean, you're connecting with people on such a personal level on such an important day.
Yeah, well, that's what makes you want to do it again the next year.
Yeah. And I want to point out, I mean, if I understand this correctly, this all comes out of your pocket, right? You pay
for
this?
Well, for most of the years that I did it, yes. I don't ask for donations, never have, never will, because at this time of year, every time you open the mailbox, there's solicitations for wonderful charities. If somebody or a group gives me something, I'll take it if I still can use it.
Yeah.
If I've already got what I need, unfortunately for some people, I tell them I'm all set and recommend like Bread of Life in Malden. Sometimes they're not too pleased with me. Sometimes they think I'm nuts.
You mean you'll
for
actually
not taking the money?
You'll actually turn down.
Oh,
a donation.
I do it. Oh yeah. So like anything this week when I'm all set, I turn them down.
So can I ask, what's the tab for Thanksgiving dinner for anywhere from 60 to 80?
All over the table.
Yeah, you've got all kinds of receipts here.
I haven't added it up for this year.
Yeah, but generally what
generally speaking, the last few years, a little over $1,000.
$1,000 for 62,
but that's because they get the full setup of food.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a great deal.
They get a darn good meal.
How long do you imagine yourself doing this?
Well, I got to keep doing it because I didn't put anything in the paper this year. Hmm. This year's at 62 people is all word of mouth. There's a need for it.
Yeah.
The goal is to have nobody sign up, which means everybody's got a place to go. Then I can not have to do it. But anybody can do this.
Hmm.
Every town should have somebody doing this. And even if you don't want to do it on the scale that I do it on it, just invite one person over that's extra. Just make sure everybody that's in your life space has a place to go. Don't let anybody stay home alone.
That's a nice thought. Well, Scott McCauley, you're a good man, and this is certainly a really good deed. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I'm honored that you guys drove all the way out here on a rainy, maybe snowy day to talk to me about it, too.
Well, it's our pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Scott McCauley. For the past 29 years, he's been preparing Thanksgiving dinner for strangers who have nowhere else to go. He'll do it again tomorrow at the First Baptist Church in Melrose. You can see a picture of him and read more about it at RadioBoston.org.